apologize. I had a note that those were vacated.
Well, I was going to try to get to see you, look at you in the eyeball on those cases. But your clerk was clear that you weren't going to come to Boise, so I'm ready to talk over the phone at this time.
Okay, yeah, I can, like I said, I'll pull it up.
Yeah, it's Diversified Equity Systems versus a Michael Kelly and an Esther Garcia.
Okay, I have the Michael Kelly file open.
Okay, Mr. Zollinger, I, quite frankly, and I think you know that from past conversations we have, I find this particular amount in this particular case exceedingly excessive based upon the original amount that was borrowed. And I'm just interested in knowing what your... And quite frankly, you're the only attorney that, and I see a lot of these cases that handles even these cases this way. My experience is that most times when people have not paid on some of these kinds of loans with the high interest, that when it's clear they haven't paid for like 3 months and whatever efforts have been made to get them to pay, that's when they file suit, and they don't wait to the end of the time of the contract to file suit and then try to get all the interest that's been compounded during that whole time. So I guess I also recognize that I'm not sure that I have the authority sua sponte to raise issues of unconscionability, although I'm very close to trying it out. And I also have some ethical questions of allowing these kind of debts expand so tremendously. So I'm interested in what your procedure is for taking in these cases and whether you hold them until the time of when supposedly the last payment was made and then you decide to file so that you're still within the statute of limitations, or how you approach these.
Okay. I file suit as soon as I get them. I don't wait a month. I don't wait any amount of time before I file suit. As soon as my clients bring me these accounts, I file suit. I'm not making a business decision. And I believe this client also brings legal action as soon as he can. He's buying these from these providers, and I think it's just accounts that they've given up on collecting, or the people have moved, or whatever reason they haven't been able to collect the money. So I don't believe they're timing it. In fact, if people call me on these or file an answer to these complaints, this client, in particular, Debt Equity, has said they will waive 100% of the interest if the people will just pay the principal amount of the debt. And we do that on a daily basis, settle those accounts. The only ones that, of course, the court sees are the individuals that fail to call us or make payment arrangements or file an answer or anything like that. So that's my procedure. I file the suit as soon as I get them, and I believe what's happening is this company is buying the debt, and it's already a lot of it 4 or 5 years old, and that's why they get a discount on it, is buying the debt.
So the original lender is what you're suggesting is holding on to them.
That's what I would assume, that they're trying to get payments, and when they finally give up after a few years, they sell them to these companies, and they get get bundled, and that's when my client buys them, and they're already at the
Yeah, I mean, this was 2008 when this guy made his last payment. In September, because I went back and looked at that ledger, and he paid over almost $4,000 on the original loan of $2,500 or something. You know, so but during the whole time, interest was compounding, there were late payments, there were insufficient check, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, I'm not, but a lot was paid. And as I say, I just don't get these from anybody else except you.
That's surprising. You know, I would assume there'd be other debt buyers out there. I know I go to these national seminars, and I think it's routine, but, you know, several states have usury laws, and
Right.
I think I've expressed my opinion before. If somebody was to bring usury legislation, I'd support it 100% because, unfortunately, I think we need to protect people from themselves sometimes.
Well, right. Well, I just think, yeah. I mean, I think these kinds of interest are so high. Well, and I think that's true on both of these cases. I will say that I think these are going to precipitate some action, maybe along those lines of looking at usury laws and these kinds of loans and the amount of interest that can accumulate on a small amount. And I am going to base your attorney's fees based upon our schedule for defaults, so those will be tremendously reduced. But I think at this point, although, like I say, I would like to write a decision on unconscionability. I'm not sure that sua sponte, if they had filed, I think we could argue it. But I just ask that you really look at these, Mr. Zollinger, because I really do think they are unconscionable.
I will, and I agree. And what I can do is if people call me even once the judgment's entered, I can, like I said, this client is willing to wipe 100% of the interest away if people will just call and work on it.
Yeah.
That's something I can't control from my end. And we do routinely settle those, clearing all the interest. I will look at those, and if there's any way to change that, I would. And like I said, if legislation is brought, I would be more than happy to testify that it's needed. So.
Okay, well, I'll remember that.
Yeah. Okay. Anytime, I'll testify with you about this.
Okay. Well, okay. I think I will reluctantly. I'll close my eyes and sign them.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Okay. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah. He's smooth.